Good morning. We are going to wrap up the Haftarah today, Haftarah Sekev. And we are just before Perek Aleph, the last pasuk. I'll go to the Supsukim earlier. So in Tess, we said, Hashem will help us. Who's going to condemn us? Mihu Yarshieni. Their worn-out clothing. No matter what the dark situation is, walking in darkness, nevertheless, yivtach b'shem Hashem v'yishain be'elokav. Rely on Hashem, have faith in Hashem. Hein kulachem kodche eish. So, over here, the Mepharshim say that Yeshayahu now turns to the other people. Yeshayahu is going, if you notice, Yeshayahu is going back and forth between the, tzaddikim, or people who would like to be tzaddikim, and Rishayim. Sometimes you talk to Rishayim, not because they're listening, but because you want to hear. You want the tzaddikim to hear what they're saying, you know? Meaning, sometimes that there's a warning about someone in the room did something wrong. And you know that the person's not going to do anything better, but you want to make sure that the moser is given so that the other people don't follow suit, right? Does that make sense? Concept? So that's what's going to happen here. So Yeshayahu is talking to people, and he turns to the really wicked people who probably won't listen. But it's important for the good people to hear the threatened destruction of those who are wicked so that they don't become wicked eventually. So he says, he turns to them and he says, Pasuk Yid Aleph, Hein kulchem kodchei eish, all of you, and Rashi says over, kulchem she'enechem shom b'kol neviyav, meaning the wicked ones, all of you are mekodchei eish, your fire starters. Your fire igniters. Ma'azre zikos. And also, right, people who strengthen fireworks. L'chu ba'or eshvem. Go into the heat of your fire. V'zikos bi'artem. Go be burnt in your zikos. Other types of fire. Fireworks. Okay, go away in your flame of fire and in the fireworks that you have kindled. This happened. This came from my hand. Meaning the suffering that you're going to receive is going to be from my hand, says Hashem, and it's going to be. And you're going to tishkavun. You're going to lie down in matseva in sorrow and sadness. That's the threat to the wicked, and it's important that the righteous hear that. And now we move on to the next parak, Nun Aleph. We have just three psukim left of the Haftarah. Shimu Eli, Rodfei Tzedek, Mevakshei Hashem. Listen to me, Rodfei Tzedek, Mevakshei Hashem. So now he's turning back to the righteous, and he says, those who are chasing after Tzedek, who are seeking after Hashem. It's interesting. We're calling them Rodfei Tzedek and Mevakshei Hashem. What are we not calling them? We're not calling them a lot of things. You can answer a billion different things to that question. But what's interesting that the fact that we're calling them Rodfei Tzedek and Mevakshei Hashem? Sorry? Oh, okay. Maybe. No. Tzedek Tirdof. We have such a thing, and we have Mevakshei Hashem. I don't. Do you have a present where we see the reverse? Okay. So I think just it's interesting that
Can you just say Rod Fesh? No, there you go.
Right. So it could be it's pointing out that we're not talking about necessarily Tzaddikim Gemurim here. We're not talking about complete Avdei Hashem. People who are pursuing justice and who are seeking out Hashem, trying. People are really trying. The really, really righteous, the Siddiq and Gomorrah, Yeshayahu didn't have to talk to. They didn't have to tell them anything. They already received their own Nevoah. There are many, many, many Nevi'im, as we spoke about at the time of Yeshayahu. But Yeshayahu is talking to the Yerushalayim, but not really because they're not listening. He's talking to those who are trying. The road to a tzedek mevakshei Hashem. Are you seeking out Hashem? Are you pursuing? Are you falling short, but you're really, really trying? Those are the people that Yeshayahu can talk to. Those are the people that can hear Musar. The Rishayim, they hear Musar, they deflect it. Tzadikim, when they hear Musar, they're Makabah, but they don't need it. Not nearly as much. The Mavak Sheshem, the Road Fade Tzedek, those are the ones that Yeshayahu are talking to. And you know, we should try to be considered in that camp. We're in a beautiful camp, but we should try to be, and I think it is a camp, honestly, a Road Fade Tzedek and Mavak Sheshem. People, after long days, that they're coming into the base medrash, they're going to shir early mornings in the shir. So I think you could be considered mevakshei Hashem from that road fate tzedek, but it needs to be part of your life constantly, of constantly seeking out Hashem. We mentioned earlier in the words of Yirmiyahu that Yirmiyahu says one of his laments and in the name of Hashem, one of Hashem's laments is that people aren't asking where Hashem is. People have given up. People don't care. To be a rodef tzedek, mevakesh Hashem. So that's the gateway to greatness. Anyway, so what does he want them to know? Shimoi lai rod fei tzedek mevakesh Hashem. Habitu el tzur chutzavten. Look towards the rock from which you were carved. Vel makeves bor nukartem, and from the pit, the cistern from which you were dug up into the cavity of the pit from which you were dug. So go take a look at your source. And some of the Farshim explained that this is just leading into the next pasuk. Habitu el Avraham avichem. Look towards Avraham, your father. Vel Sarah tocholelchem, and to Sarah who bore you. Ki echad karasiv, because I have called him or summoned him one, vavarcheu varbehu, and I blessed him, and I increased him. And then we're at the last pasuk. Okay, so what are we talking about? Look towards Avraham. What does it mean? Look towards. Why should we look towards Avraham? Especially with Avraham. Well, so what does this phrase mean? Ki echad krasiv. I have called him one. When he was one, I summoned him. What does that mean? Does anybody have a simple shot? Like what is this? Yeah. Oh, okay, so Yeshayahu is saying this.
Or like you as a person can do it.
Okay, very good. I think that's definitely one shot. What's going on here? Does anybody have another shot before we elaborate on that? Okay. Oh, very good. So Echad Haya Avram. Right. So let's just take a look at some of the Mefarshim briefly. What they seem to be saying. More or less the same point. Rashi, the Mitzudos, Radak seem to be saying that they translate it first of all as ki echad karasiv, that when he was one, ki echad haya yechidi ba'aretz k'baretz Kanan, when he was one in Kanan, asher higlasiv, and he was right, and I exiled him, sham me'artzo melato, he went from different places. So karasiv ribisiv vigidaltiv. I made him great. I increased him. And the way the Mitsudos put it, Mitsudos David says that he didn't have family there, lahachzik biyado, to help him, support him. Meaning, if you go somewhere and you have family members who are there, so then they support you. It's easier to build up a new life. So David says, he went somewhere that he didn't have any family, right? He made Aliyah just on his own, and he didn't have cousins there, and he didn't have his parents there, and he didn't have other people to help him there. Im kol ze, ani karasiv v'gadalti v'berachti oso, v'arbe zaro. He says, karasiv, meaning I called him, like I summoned him, like I elevated him, I gave him a name there, and I increased him, despite the fact that it seems against all odds that someone could be completely exiled, go to a new place. But nevertheless, even when he was just echad, when he was just one, he was basically on his own. I was able to help him reach great heights and great fame and fortune and becoming a nation. That's how they seem to understand it. I would like to suggest even further, more along the lines of what Rivka was saying, that there's something that and Binyamin as well, that there's something about him being the echad, the one. That, well, let's look at the reverse. Who else was echad? Will be echad. Hashem, right? Echad hay Avram. Avram was the one who was doing it. But what was he doing? He was proclaiming the oneness of God. Avram's life mission was declaring the oneness of Hashem, fighting paganism, fighting polytheism. That's everything he stood for. And everything that he did, and his sechnesus orachim, and all his mitzvos, and his mesiras nefesh, and his stuff, everything's an outgrowth of that full belief in one God, that he was willing to give up his life, being thrown into the fire. Notice we just said a couple of psukim earlier, we're talking about the people starting the fire. The enemies are the ones who are starting kod chayesh, v'chu ba'or eshchem. What does or remind us of? The word or. Where else do we have or? Also, the first time in the Torah we have the word or. Ur Kazdin. Ur with a not or, but connected. Ur Kazdin. Right? That there's this, he was willing to give up his life, be thrown into a fire for the Yichud of Hashem, to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Echad, that was Avram. And what does Hashem do in response? He reciprocates and says, Echad Hoya Avram. Avram is one. And now to get to Rivka's point, he was alone. He was by himself. He was right, one of the pshatim in Avma Ivri, right? He was Avra. He was on the other side. He was different. So you might say in Yeshayahu's generation, right? He's talking to those who are mevakshei Hashem, the rodfei tzedek. He says, "Listen, I know you're afraid. I know you're looking around at the majority, and the majority of people, whether they look for him or not, are empty." Their avodas Hashem is not avodas Hashem. It's self-service packaged as avodas Hashem. They are people who don't care about justice. They're not rodfei tzedek. They are perverters of justice. And you might say, how am I supposed to do this? So Yeshayahu says, first of all, I'm doing this. I'm also working. I'm also trying to do this. But you should know, you should look back to your source. Look back to where you came from. Look at Avraham. Because ki echad krasi. Hashem called him one. He was one. There was nobody else like Avraham. Like Avraham and Sarah, that unit, nobody else was like them. They were the only ones doing what they were doing. And look what happened. Varvarcheu varbehu. I increased them. I blessed them. I increased them. Be in that camp. Be part of that. Be part of Klal Yisrael. Be part of the family of Avram and Sarah. Don't be afraid just because everybody around you is not doing it. And that for us today, that's first of all the nations of the world, just because of all the craziness in society that we see. And anybody who's a little bit attached to society, Baruch Hashem, one of the great things of being in camp here is I have like zero time, and I'm so disconnected from anything outside of camp. So it could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, but part of the good is that just the craziness of the world around us is just, we don't feel it as much here. Does anybody else feel that? That just we're disconnected, but the world is insane. And, you know, within Klal Yisrael also, but especially in the world at large, and Ki'echad Karasiv, we have to be the ones to stand up for Hashem. We have to be the ones to be the Mevakshei Hashem, to be the Rodfei Tzedek. I don't care what's going on around me. Something is right, then I'm going to follow that. I'm going to chase after that. If this is where Hashem is found, then I'm going to seek Him. I'm going to go there. But that's what Avram did. That's what Sarah did. We have to be like them. Habitu al Avram Avichem. V'asar tuchol elchem. Ki echad karasi. One more point, I think there's other pshatim too to Echad. I just want to get to the last pasuk. I don't want to miss out on that. Just another possible pshat in Echad, or at least a drash with some remez, is that This is, I guess, because of them being echad, this unit that is focused on monotheism, on serving Hashem echad. So Hashem is going to bless them, and He's going to increase them. But you could also see that in the word echad itself, right? Because the word echad, you're a Muslim here, but first of all, echad is famously gematria 13, right? Echad, and echad is, which I mean, of course, is also ava, because right, true love is where two separate parties come together and join in oneness. But it could be an allusion to the shvatim, right? Meaning the 12 shvatim, and then you extend one more either because you count Ephraim and Menashe, or you count Ephraim, Menashe, and Levi. So now you have 13 overall. So the echad could be an allusion to the shvatim, or to the 12 shvatim with Hashem and the Shechinah scale over it. It could be an allusion to the avos, because there are how many letters in the names of the avos? Avraham is 5, Yitzchak 4, Yaakov is. The way it's spelled most of the time? The way it's spelled most of the time? 4. Right? 13 overall. So it could be an allusion to that. So it's just as we have over here in this Echad Karasiv, I've called him Echad and I've blessed him and I've increased him. So there are allusions to the entire nation. Or the allusions to the all the avos. You could also say by the imahos, right? Because how many letters are there in the name Sarah? 3. Rivka?
4.
Rachel?
3.
Leah? 13 overall, also, right? And then combined, of course, what is that? If you have all the letters of the names of the avos and the imahos. 13 and 13, 26, you'd give okay. So, and one remez over here also, ki echad karasiv, who else is called echad? Besides echad hayavram, and besides shema yisrael, shema kinu, shema echad, who else is called echad? Mi ka'amcha yisrael, goy, echad ba'aretz. Right? That's what the Gemara Brachos, daf vav, says that Hashem wears tefillin too. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? So it says in our tefillin, shema yisrael, shema kinu, shema echad, it says in Hashem's tefillin, his tefillin speaks about the uniqueness, the oneness of us. Okay, whatever that means, that's the worst tefillin. The concept of tefillin. So, over here, when he says, I call him one, and I increased him, I blessed him, I increased him, so you have so many remazim to Klal Yisrael. Whether the Echad Karasim is the Echad, the Goy Echad, or it's echad alluding to the all the shvatim, or alluding to all the avos, or the imahos. But the future of Klal Yisrael, of them being blessed and increased, is in this word echad. Okay, let's wrap it up. Kinicham Hashem Tzion. Chama. Kinicham Hashem Tzion. Nicham kol chorvoseha. Hashem will comfort Tzion. It's going to comfort all her ruins. Vayasem midbara ke'eden. Varvasa kigan Hashem, the midbar and the Arava, desert wasteland, they're going to be like Eden, like the Gan Hashem. It's already started happening. It's unbelievable. It's already started happening. What was Israel was one massive desert for over 1,000 years. It was a massive desert. People write about it. It was a big Arava. It was a big midbar. And he says it's going to start to sprout and be like the Gan Hashem, like Eden. It's going to be beautiful. There's going to be grass. There's going to be trees. Is that not amazing? We weren't there. We didn't see it when it wasn't like this. But for over 1,000 years, it wasn't like this. And now you go to Israel, and it's a beautiful place. Okay, it's hot. Yes. Right, Neilat. Okay, this is a desert. Good. But overall, incredible growth. We're seeing this before our eyes. No one could believe it. People were learning this Haftarah, Parshas Ekev, for at least probably 1,500 years or so. For how many of those 1,500 years were people able to, most of them were saying, okay, maybe someday, we have to try to give ourselves chizuk. We're seeing it. Kigan Hashem, Sason v'simcha yimatseva toda v'kol zimra. Right? Simcha liner song. Sason v'simcha. Where else do we have this pasuk? Aside from being brought down in the Heilig Simcha liner song, where else do we have this pasuk? We say it at the end of a few places, but we say it at the end of Kinos. During the day and I think at night, we say at the end of Kinos that in this place, Sasan and Simcha will be found there. Thanks and the Kol Zimra, voice of song, that in places where that were empty, devoid of life and growth and Simcha, and rejoicing and thanking Hashem, we're going to have that back. We can get that nechama. Parshas Ekev talks about our relationship with Hashem, with loving Hashem, with fearing Hashem, with consequences for our actions. The Haftarah Yeshayahu tells us, the ball is in your court. You have this. This is up to you. What are you going to do? You're afraid? You're afraid? Be a Yorei Hashem. Fear Hashem more than anybody around you. Be mevakesh Hashem, be a rodef tzedek. Be like Avram. Look back at Avram. Was Avram afraid? What was Avram afraid of? Avram was afraid of Hashem. Avram was Yerei Shemayim. I don't care what kings are against me. I don't care what everyone around me is saying. I don't care if Sodom and Amorah believe this. I'm standing up for what's right. If we're able to do that, then we'll earn the real nechama, which is ultimately a menucha. Nice. Good job.